Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
344-499-1000 is the telephone number. You remember we had Nico on a few weeks ago who'd been to make a video at the EDL. He's made a follow-up. He's had lots of racist abuse sent his way as a result of that, and he's made a follow-up. And man, it's funny. I've tweeted it. If you want to follow, at Ian Lee on Twitter, you can see it there. Good evening, Stu.
How you doing?
Good, thank you, Stu. What you got?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Well done, sir. 5 points to you.
Yeah, last bloke was a bit weird, wasn't he?
Well, here's the thing, right? And let's not talk about the gentleman anymore because they're, you know, the ongoing stuff and all of that, and that's not what the show's about.
But I'm
a believer in facts, and you have to be factual. If you're on the left or if you're on the right or if you're in the centre, you have to be factual. It's only fair. It's only fair.
Totally.
I'm a fair
Even if you don't like what the other side's got to say, you've got to hear it.
Exactly. As long as they, but then you can question it. And if they're not speaking facts, then you have to challenge those facts. And you know, there's a lot of people on the left who think that everything the right says is untrue and is fake news, but everything that they think on the left is true because they read it on Twitter. And it's a lot of this is how a lot of myths and a lot of fake things get sent around.
Absolutely.
Are you Googling to see if we've broken the law, Catherine?
No, I'm just checking to see what exactly he did.
OK, right, fine. All right, moving on. Stu, what you got?
Well, you were talking about Toto earlier.
Yes, sir. Africa is the greatest song of all time.
You reckon some of them were in Yes?
Were they not?
No.
Oh.
Right, so you've got to know about me, mate. I'm a bit of a Toto nerd. This is a bit embarrassing, and my wife and kids who are listening to this now in another room are probably cringing.
Here we go, we've got a Toto nut.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I'm a type of gangster. Okay. No, none of them are in Yes, but a few years later, a singer they kicked out formed a super band with a couple of members of Yes called Yoso.
Okay, there we go.
It wasn't very good.
No, the splinter groups of Yes are not particularly particularly great, unfortunately.
Not really worth phoning, to be honest. But yeah, man, none of them are in Yes. But there's loads more interesting things about them.
Go on.
Well, pretty much all of them played on Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, right. OK. Yeah. That makes sense. I'd heard Thriller. That somewhere, yes.
Thriller is basically a title album of Michael Jackson singing. Basically is.
Wow. Well, hang on. Have you heard it? Have you heard this? Hang on. Listen to this. Just been sent this. Here we go. Wow, have you heard this version, Stu?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
This is great, come on!
Ian, turn it off, mate. I'm going to start singing and your listeners don't want that.
Okay, we'll save that for later.
But also, another interesting fact about Toto. Yeah. You know John Williams does all the music for Spielberg's films and everything?
Yes, John Williams, of course, famous movie music man.
That's right. His son, Joseph, is their current lead singer.
Oh. Well, did they do any other good songs?
Yeah, loads, man.
Go on.
Like Rosanna, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Hold the line.
I'm tempted to... I'm going to...
Those are the only three that anyone really knows, sadly.
Right,
but
let me have a look. If I go onto Amazon, Toto CD, let's see if we can find a CD for a penny.
Good luck with that.
They're all quite expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, luckily I bought them before they got all expensive.
Could you take them for me and send? If I sent you a blank tape, could you?
Yeah, haven't we nearly got the show in trouble for doing illegal stuff a minute ago?
Oh, it's illegal to tape albums now. When did they do that?
Oh no, a couple of years ago. It doesn't stop some people. And anyway, who listens to tapes anymore, man?
I'm bringing cassettes back, mate.
Well, I did it with vinyl.
Yeah, I'm bringing tapes back. Stu, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Andy, for sending this in. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very welcome to. This is the late night alternative on Talk Radio. Me, Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, and we just sit here and we just talk rubbish for ages. Let's take a couple of calls and then we'll do a story about a dirty wedding. Let's go to Charlie. Good evening, Charlie.
Hi. How you doing, Ian?
Oh, I love a little bit of Charlie on a Monday night.
Yeah, I'm a new caller to you, so be gentle with me.
Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs. That's a joke. Anyway, Charlie, what you got for us?
Yeah. You were talking about mint sauce a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
On your show.
Yes.
And I just wanted to start taking your advice, and I had it earlier on my roast potatoes, and it was really, I was impressed.
Hang on, you have what, mint sauce?
Yep.
I thought, do you know what, I thought you said mental health. I thought you said mental health.
No, he said mint sauce and roast potatoes.
Oh, well, yeah.
We were talking about that.
Yeah, no, yeah, we were, but I thought you said mental health. So he's had mental health on his roast potatoes. wasn't it the greatest thing ever?
Yeah, no, which means that you're not only a great radio host, but you're also a good chef.
Thank you.
You've come up with that.
Thank you. Hey, speaking of chefery, I've filmed an episode of the James Martin Saturday Kitchen Show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on this Saturday. You'll see me chefing.
I'll probably be watching that because my mum watches that, so I'll be over there.
Well, you go over your mum's and you watch me chefing in a brand new shirt. Nice. Charlie, nice one. Thank you for that, mate.
Thank you.
Ta-ta. Yeah, chefing with James Martin on Saturday.
It's jazzy, that one, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's jazzy. They're a Hackney colliery band in Hackney, near the coal mines. It's Bob Mills on the line now. Not Bob Mills. It's the other host of the Bob Mills show. It's Philip in South Norwood.
G'day. This is Wally Dingo with your Aussie Rules Roundup. In weekend action, it was the Eagles over Hawthorn, Melbourne over the Crows, Richmond over St Kilda, the Swans over the Lions, Essendon over the Giants, the Cats over Carlton, and Collingwood over the Bulldogs. I'll see you next week, and I'll see you in the Barossa.
Thank you very much indeed. People are asking. You can watch the show, by the way, guys, from an unusual angle because I've not got my phone charging lead, and so which is a long one.
And I only had a short one,
so which screws things up because I'm anyway. Where's your computer?
I left it at home.
There we go. What a div.
I know. I got it out, ready to come to work.
Yes.
Came to work. Looked in my car. I hadn't picked it up. It's probably still by the front door.
Well, let's just hope you didn't put it on the roof of the car. That would have been a disaster. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, boss.
Hello, Alan.
You know it's not the Toto night?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. It's Africa night.
Yeah, because I could tell you who was in the band Toto.
Well, we just had someone do that.
But it's the current lineup.
We just had someone do that. It's John Williams' son.
Yeah, Joseph.
Yeah.
David Patch on keyboard.
Okay.
Determined to do we only provided for Chicago.
Right, okay.
That's Steve.
Yeah.
And Steve Lubacaver.
Okay, that's great, Alan.
And I didn't know that Warrenham was only a touring member.
There we go. Thank you very much indeed. Not
did he say Steve Lubricator?
what is this? Someone has just texted me. This may pique your interest. Good use of the word pique, spelt correctly. So suddenly I'm interested. It's an intelligent listener. This is what I want more of for this show. Not the dumbass Julia Hartley Brewer listeners. I want the intelligent Howard Hughes listener. Check out scariest phone numbers you should never dial.
You do know this is like giving Ian a big red button and saying don't press it.
Scary. So I've got scary phone numbers to call. These numbers are supposedly cursed and have urban legends associated with them. Warning, we recommend you do not call these numbers. Oh, well, they're all around the world. In Japan. Okay, in Japan. What's the dialing code for Japan? Use your phone computer. It's 090. In Japan, this number was known as Sadako's number. If you call the number, you are supposed to be able to hear some strange, creepy noise. They say that anyone who calls the number will die within a week in some type of accident.
0081.
Okay. In Japan, the number 4, she, sounds like the word for death, she. Sadako was the ghost from the Ring movies. Right, well, let's find it. So what's right? We're going to find out the death number. What's the dialing code?
0081.
0081. 090. You probably don't need that first O, but let's do it. And the number is 4444444. Let's see. Japan. All right, okay, let's try again. 0081. Let's get rid of that first zero. 90. She. This is going to be spooky, man. This is come getting a ghost boner. Jesus, this is terrifying. It didn't work. Right. In Bulgaria, the phone number is believed to be cursed. They say that anyone who has a mobile phone with this number will die a horrible death. The first man who owned the number died of an aggressive form of cancer. The second man was shot to death in the street. When the third owner of the number was also shot to death in the street, nobody else wanted that number. This is flipping. We're dealing with some dark forces here. Some very, very dark forces. The mobile phone company, Mobitel, had to suspend it. From that point on, any attempt to call the number... All right, so it doesn't... Geez, what... Can we... Have I gone to the right place? Peek it out, man. Peek... All right, here we go. All right. This number was set up to promote the... All right, let's just see. All right, so what's the number for America? 001. Yeah, man. We're calling Maine in the United States. Jesus, it's terrifying. No, it didn't work. Right, okay.
Maybe all these numbers have been, like, cancelled to protect us from supernatural forces.
All right, so the dickhead that... The contributor to the show...
The intelligent listener you were talking
about. Yeah. Let's try this one. 5 phone numbers you should never call. Hey, our phone number's on here! These numbers are said to be cursed. Whatever you do, do not call these numbers. It's just the same numbers. Oh, it's just the same flipping...
Is it www.bullshine.com?
Thanks, dude, whoever sent that in. Waste of my life. Go to the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000. Catherine found a story over... Let me get some suitable music for this. Hang on a second.
A charming romantic tale.
Let's get some romantic music. Here we go. Here we go. So you found a story. You give us this story. Where are you going?
It's called... the headline in the newspaper is... Bride's Ock-Eye the Poo.
Oh, flipping heck, isn't it?
A fuming bride decked her kilt-wearing hubby when he sat on her knee at the reception and left a skid mark on her wedding dress. Like all true Scotsman, Angus McClure, 26, didn't wear pants under his kilt when he married sweetheart Sarah Grant in Greenock, Renfrewshire.
Sarah Grant?
Grant.
Okay. Grant?
Grant.
You're saying Grant?
Grant.
Oh, Grant. Sarah Grant.
Grant.
Grant. Grant.
Grant.
Grant.
Grant.
Grant. Are you? Spell it.
Grant.
Grant.
I can almost put my house on this being the way she pronounces her surname, Grant.
We don't have many Scottish listeners, but if George Galloway is listening, or any Scottish listener, could you phone up and just... All you got to do, just say the word G-R-A-N-T in your Scottish tones.
Grant, they'll say.
Grant! Let's see. Anyway, go on.
Throw me off now.
No, sorry?
Did no That's what she thing. Did to him.
Hey.
But his traditionalism led to uproar. led to uproar when he perched his poorly wiped backside on 24-year-old Sarah's pristine frock, leaving an unsightly smear.
Jeez, dirty.
After Sarah swiped at Angus, the well-refreshed McClure and Grant clans led the reception into bloody mayhem. Are you doing your flies?
You know I have problems with my flies.
A police source said...
I need to be seen doing that on camera a lot because there's a court case going on and stuff. Anyway, go on.
What?
Is this right, fine?
A police source said, I've been a police officer in Greenock for nearly 20 years, and so I've seen a lot of wedding parties turn nasty, but this was something else. In total, seven people were... Oh, it's not him talking. I can talk like myself. Mm. In total, seven people were arrested in the grounds of the wedding venue, the Greenock Reformed Temperance Hall, ironically, and faced public order offences. It's believed that Angus and Sarah were reconciled when they sobered up and have no memory whatsoever of the melee.
George Melee was there. I'm being trolled now by the guy who sent me the... This may pique your interest. Check out the scariest phone numbers. He's just replied, my pleasure, dude. But dude's in inverted commas.
It has not been possible.
Oh, you bottler! You
please
bottler!
Again later.
You bottler! You coward. Do you know what I've just found on YouTube?
Go on.
Africa. Hang on a minute. Africa by Toto.
Mm-hmm.
10 hours.
What?
10 hour version. 10 hour version of this. Here we go.
I mean, there's such a thing as too much Toto.
No.
10 hour Toto.
Right, I want an instrumental version, really. Here we go. Here's a 1 hour version. Maybe this is instrumental. Let's see. By the way, you're in trouble.
Why?
We got a Scottish person phoning up.
All right.
It's Kevin. Evening, Kevin.
Ian.
Good evening, Kevin. And can I just make this? I'd like to say it's a pleasure to talk to you, Kevin, because we first became aware of each other by arguing on Twitter.
Did we?
Did we not?
No, I think my daughter was poking you in the face that night you were sleeping.
No, are you not the bald fella?
Oh, well, I've got here now.
Oh, in that case...
What was the argument about?
I don't know. I thought you were one of Limmy's fans that attacked me and then we became friends. But maybe it's not you.
Different Kevin.
Well, maybe not.
Is there more than one Kevin in Scotland, Kevin?
No, there's about 600 of us.
Whereabouts in Scotland are you, Kevin?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. We will be coming to Edinburgh the first weekend of September at the Stand Comedy Club. The tickets go on sale this week.
That's right. Then we're on YouTube.
Yeah, and then we're going to... that was it. You were watching me play silly games. And then we're going to Glasgow the day after. I can't remember which way round it is. It's that weekend. Anyway, Kevin, can you say the following word? G-R-A-N-T.
Grant.
Grant.
He's emphasising the A.
He's not saying Grant.
Grant. You said, right.
Grant.
No. I will not.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Have that. Say it the way you said it.
Grunt.
You said grunt.
I did not say grunt.
Right, I'm going to say it for Catherine, then I'm going to say it for me, and then, Kevin, you're going to say it, OK? And we'll see who's okay, his closest, okay. Right? Grunt. Grant.
Grant.
Exactly the same as me.
You liar.
Right, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Let's just stay there, Kevin. Thank you. Thank
this
you.
Is outrageous.
Oh, look. Leanne.
Hiya.
Are you in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Will you be coming to see our show in September?
What date?
Oh, awkward.
That's a no. It'll be like it's a Saturday or a Sunday, the first weekend of September. It's like an afternoon show, 4 till 6.
Of course I will.
Oh.
Right, if she's not there, we're gonna cause mayhem. Right, Leanne, can you say the word Grant, please?
Grant.
Grant. She's saying Grant.
Grant.
You're saying Grant.
You're saying you don't want to work with me anymore. Right. So Catherine, Leanne, you could you back me up, please? How was Catherine originally saying it?
Catherine said Grant.
Grant.
I didn't say grunt.
Leanne said
grunt.
Grunt, grunt. Grunt, granda, granda.
You're flipping gaslighting me.
Sorry?
You are.
I'm not, but it's getting dark in here, isn't it? No, so, Kevin, how did you think Catherine first said it?
Grunt.
Grunt.
I did not say grunt.
I'm sorry, Leanne. I don't know. Maybe your radio isn't working. How are you listening, Leanne, on DAB or online?
On DAB, and Kat said grunt.
Yeah. Grunt. I think the DAB... How are you listening, Kevin, to the show online?
YouTube.
Yeah, I think the DAB signal's not quite as strong in Edinburgh, Leanne, so...
You're doing her as well, are you? I'm not lighting her.
I'm not doing anybody.
But Kevin's right here as well.
Are you in the same house?
No.
I'm in a posher area. Kevin.
He reckons he's posher than you, Leanne. That's fighting talk where I come from.
Well, that's because he probably is. Are you in Leith, Kevin?
I am indeed, yes.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. I'll hang out the window. I'll give you a wee wave.
Hi.
Hiya. Shall we go to the show and at the Stand then in September?
Why don't we just go on a date?
Ooh.
She's asking for permission
from her husband.
She's asking for permission from her husband, Kev.
Kevin.
He can join in.
Wow.
Yeah, he said that would be fine. We'll see you in September then.
Excellent.
Wow. Leanne, thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Leanne. Kevin, you're going to get your end away there.
I didn't think it was that kind of show.
Kevin, well played, mate. Well played.
Grant.
We are,
Grant.
Grant. Grant. We are like... that's what we'll do. We're like Tinder. We're like... Tell you what we're doing.
Except they're not even as fussy because they don't look at each other.
Don't care, do they?
Cop off.
They just know that... they're resorting to their most basic primal instinct, which is to rut.
Oh.
So this is what we'll do tonight. We can do this. It's bank holiday. We normally have kind of a laid-back vibe, but I can smell an air of desperation. So if you want to be fixed up with anybody...
Literally anybody.
03444991000. If you've got a specific request for a caller, like Wasim or Alan...
Caddick's always available.
If you've got a specific request, then that, of course, is absolutely fine. Hetero, homo... By all of these things, we're not prejudiced, a little bit prejudiced. I won't say against which two, but we will hide. We will swallow our prejudice. There's a hint for you. We will swallow our prejudice for the sake of the show. But straight people go to the front of the queue. I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm joking. Come on. Joking. Everybody is welcome, and we will fix you up. It's as simple as that. Got to say,
thing is, just don't be fussy.
Yeah,
and you'll be happy.
Got to say, for legal reasons, if anyone gets killed or anything like that,
nothing to do
with us whatsoever. On that bombshell, 03444991000. This is the late night alternative on Talk Radio.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. 0344991000. Catherine and I, you better get ready. We may be coming to your town. We have a list of dates. Edinburgh and Glasgow, the first weekend of September. Then they'll go on sale this week. We have this. We've also got Brighton, Carolina, Brunswick. That's if you go to ianlee.com, that's up there. It's a tiny venue, always sells out. So get in there quick.
And it's always a great vibe.
Yeah, there's a very strong vibe there. We got the Rondo in Bath again, which I think is a bit later in the year if you go to their website.
We're going to Manchester.
We're going to Manchester on July the 28th at the 3 Minute Theatre. And looking forward to that. And you can get tickets at ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. Again, it's a tiny venue. It holds 60, 65. Half the tickets have gone already. ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. The first show, though, is this Sunday. This Sunday between 6 and 8 in London. And the first half is going to be like recording a rabbit hole podcast. Second half is going to be trying to do a rabbit hole TV show, which we're going to stream on YouTube. We've got special guest Katie Puckrick is coming. We've got some short films and videos that you guys have made, and we're going to sit and talk rubbish. And if the thing is, it's a real technical nightmare, but you should be able to video Skype in and be part of the show. And you should be able to do that. I've really put off looking at how to do all of this, because it's just going to be like an afternoon of faffing around with me and Matthew just helping out doing it. And I can't be bothered, but we will. So in theory, you can video Skype us and be part of the show. That's what we're aiming for. That's this Sunday. A handful of tickets left for that, guys. Again, ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. It's 12 quid. And as always, me and Kath hang around afterwards and you get pictures and you can do all of that kind of rubbish if you want to do. Someone sent me, apparently this is the best version of Africa ever. So I'll be the judge of that. Here we go. Dave sent that in. Let me just try this. Hang on. Going to say this, but oh God, there's loads of them. It's on YouTube, and I'm going to say this once. If you look for shitty flute,
it sounds like my kids. Oh God, no.
There's a lot of these songs I don't know. They're obviously young people. Drake. Oh, God. All right. Give me two more. No one's calling in, so we might as well play it because we lost all the listeners. Here we go. Bee Gees.
Is it wrong that it makes me want to get a recorder? Oh, God.
It's the 18 thing.
Of
I'm going to skip.
That last bit was the saddest part.
I'm going to skip to the end because the ending is quite good to this. Oh, fair play, man.
Oh, no.
Dave, thank you for sending that in. Thank you for sending that in. That was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's my bank holiday Monday. It's all, the shows are always a little bit weird. Someone said it's a full moon as well, but then people often say it's a full moon, and it quite often isn't a full moon, so I don't know.
It's definitely a moon.
Have you got a do they have full moons in diaries? Is that what they have? Have you not got a diary with you?
No. Is it not on your phone these days?
Well, my phone is...
Modern times.
Yeah, you've got a phone, love.
Yeah, I'm looking...
I'm streaming the show.
Don't love me. Right. No, don't say full moon on mine.
Hello, Gavin.
How you doing, Ian?
I'm doing all right, mate. How you doing?
Marvellous. Yeah, what was the link to that mad stuff you were just playing?
Right, I'm going to say it for a second time.
I'm
and then...
not on Twitter.
You just go... Just Google shitty flute.
Really? I thought you were just...
Nope, that's it.
Honestly, you Google that.
Well, it's on YouTube. It's definitely on YouTube, yeah.
And that comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you ever stumble across it?
Someone just emailed it. A bloke called Dave just emailed it to me.
Oh, I trust in him.
I trust in him. Hey, well, listen, Gavin, listen, I'm sorry that we kind of... It was a bit tense last week between us. You were annoying me, but I was also... I was not in the greatest of moods because it turns out, Gavin...
You've got nothing...
I know that you're cool with it, but I feel I should. Yeah. I feel a little explanation. It turns out packing stuff to move out of your marital home is actually a lot more stressful than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
and it, and I really sank
and
Friday.
You forgot we're there. Sorry, man, carry on.
Oh, no. But I really sank on Friday and I sank on Saturday. And it wasn't until Saturday night that I realised why I was feeling so crappy. I was wound up by alcohol, but I certainly could have reacted in a slightly better way. So I apologise.
There was honestly no need, but that's peace, a man.
Peace and love.
No,
man.
There was never any need in
peace and love.
I
peace
appreciate
love.
You doing that, man.
That's all right. You're welcome. Anyway, what you got for us, man?
Right, where were we? It's our ridiculous call. Mate, I suddenly haven't got a clue.
Oh.
This could be awkward. What did I call? That's kind of like.
Do you want to go? Should we come back to you in a minute?
No, there must have been a.
Oh, God. Stay right. Go. Think. I'm going to go to Simon. You think. Oh, God, Simon. Why is he always at the bottom of a waterfall? Hello, Simon!
Hello!
Hello!
Can you hear me?
Not really, mate, but that's par for the course with you.
Well, I'm working.
So am I! Strangely enough, really? And fidelity is part of my job, but there you go. As in high fidelity.
I had a choice, didn't I? I had a choice.
Yeah?
I could either tune in and listen to mindless, boring Brexit and,
yes.
You know, the usual crap.
Oh.
Or I could tune in to Ian Lee.
Yes?
And listen to the most wonderful...
Or...
the most wonderful tunes on a recorder.
Or you could phone up Brexit with your terrible phone line and then just listen to us.
Not, hey?
Hello, good evening, is this on?
Yes.
Okay, what have you got for us?
No, that was it.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Gavin, did you remember what you called in for?
I have.
Here we go.
Yeah. It's controversial.
Yep.
But hey.
Yes.
You know Rapunzel?
I do know Rapunzel, yes.
Of legend of Long of Barnet and Sinewy of Limb.
Yeah.
Instead of calling the prince to her tower...
Yes.
And she lowers her barnet down to the base, and King or Prince, like massive hero man,
yes,
climbs up her hair.
Yeah.
Why did Rapunzel just tie the end of her hair to a light fixture or her four-poster bed or whatever, and just like abseil down off her own bonnet?
Okay, Catherine, do you want to answer this one?
It would really hurt.
What, more than somebody climbing up your bonnet?
Yeah, and then also, how could you be sure of the length?
Well, how could she be sure of the length once she dropped it?
Well, she dropped it down.
You could either grab it or not.
And also, once she gets down to the bottom...
Well, she'd only be like 6 feet short either way, surely.
Then right. how does she get herself loose?
Yeah, how does she... Once she gets to the bottom, how does she untie it at the top?
Oh, no, she's secreted a rude blade in her back...
She's not made a shank?
A shiv.
Shiv. She's not going to fashion a shiv.
All right, she's rubbed a splinter of wood off her floorboard to a sharpened point.
Okay, but still, that's some way. That's some way. Why couldn't she cut her hair?
It's more likely to be achievable than shouting out your window for a prince.
If she cut her hair, did the wicked stepmother lose all her magical powers or something?
Well, I don't think...
You're thinking of the Rapunzel thing, man.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, Rapunzel. You're thinking of Tangled.
No, hang on.
That was an extra part of the story.
Hang on. Are we talking about... Well, no, I'm not thinking of Tangled.
No, I'm thinking of a completely different fairy tale.
Well, what are you thinking of?
When Let Down Your Hair and she was rescued
that's
by the
Rapunzel.
Prince.
Yeah.
Well, then how did the prince come into it and how did the prince free her then?
Well, the prince climbed up and killed the wicked stepmother.
Through the window.
Rapunzel said you've got three guesses of my name.
That's Rumpelstiltskin. Thanks for calling, Gavin.
Wow, how can you mix those two up?
Although, for a second, I did think Rumpelstiltskin was in Rapunzel.
No,
Rumpelstiltskin...
Got so furious, he put his foot through the floor.
Yeah, but what was he... Anyway...
The Miller's daughter's task was to spin hay into gold.
Thank you very much indeed. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.